Yes, yes. And to get on and to tell you about Sanders, I was talking about him a while ago, Gerard Y. Sanders. He was elected governor in 1908, rather. And he stayed in office from 1908 to 1912. Now, he was a protege of Murphy C. Foster, who was really became the leader of the post-Reconstruction faction. You understand? And he had trouble with his legislature. It wasn't all easy, smooth going like before. Well, about 1910, there was a vacancy, senatorial vacancy. In those days, senators of the United States senators were elected by the legislature. Mm-hmm. That was before, I believe, it wasn't the 25th Amendment. Well, yeah. It must have been about the 15th or 16th Amendment that came into effect in 1913, I believe.
Oh, well, okay.
I don't remember just which one. I think it's the 16th. In other words, the senators were elected by popular vote. You know what I mean? But before that, they were elected by the legislature. So he got himself elected senator in 1910, I believe it was. But there was such a hoorah and they kicked up so much dust about it that he resigned before he took his seat. You understand? What he had intended to do was to be elected in 1910 and then remain governor until 1912, then get sworn in as senator. But fuss was kicked about in the papers and God knows the people that he resigned. He refused it, the election. And in 1912 there was election, and Major Martin Glynn, who was one of those, he was a senator from this district, state senator. So I'm just giving you a line from this angle, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
He had voted for Sanders, but in 1912 he didn't get reelected as senator, state senator. Now, Joseph Octave Lebeau, who was a cousin, was a representative from this parish, and he wasn't reelected in 1912. You had a reform governor that came in, Luther Hall. Now, he was, to some degree, trying to break away from the old established system, you understand, that had come into with the beginning with the end of Reconstruction. Well, he didn't do so good because, you know, the legislature was more to a great extent dominated still by the New Orleans ring and the planters and the businessmen. Well, in 1916, Ruffin Pleasant, who was a protege of the old ring, you understand? Ruffin G. Pleasant. He was elected governor, you see. It sort of alternated for the next few years between the one that was a growing faction, you see, those opposed to the planters and the New Orleans ring and the businessmen. They were gradually growing in power. One of the things that brought that, you had more education in the country. And also you had a new